Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week from the BSU men's basketball team, James Ellisor, along with Jermaine Crockwell, who hit the game-winning shot at Southwest last Friday. First off, James, congratulations.
Thanks. Feels great.
You surpassed the 1,000-point mark in just 2 years here. It's very impressive. Is it something that was in the back of your mind before it happened or not?
Not really. I just went out every game, tried to play my hardest. My role is to be aggressive and score. I focused on that every game, and I want to continue to do that. And when I didn't hear about it until someone told me after the game, so when I heard about it, I was pretty ecstatic about it.
You're also the NSIC's Player of the Week for like the third or fourth time this year. That just flat out doesn't happen. You've had a great year. What do you credit the success to?
Definitely credit to my teammates. They give me the ball in certain situations where I can score. It's been a great year so far, and the camaraderie of the team has been great as well. Hopefully we continue to do that as we go into the postseason and continue to work harder.
Jermaine, you hit the buzzer beater against Southwest. Was that the play that was drawn up in the timeout?
Yeah, that was the play, but just the shot went in. That was kind of a prayer I had before the play. Hopefully it would go in.
My understanding is the ball hit the rim, bounced up, kind of glanced off the backboard and went in. You put your arms up in the air and ran for dear life. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's accurate. I just didn't want to get dogpiled and claustrophobic, can't breathe on the bottom of the pile, so I just had to take off running.
James, why were you chasing after your teammate like that?
He had a great shot. I mean, I've never seen anything like that. At first, when it went off the rim, it bounced off the first time, I was in shock. And when it just went in, I was happy. And I just chased it after him. When I tried to chase after him, he was gone. I couldn't find him. He ran so fast. And it was just a great feeling. And hopefully, you know, that continued to our success.
Jermaine, have you ever hit a last-second shot like that?
Yeah, on 2K video game, but nothing like that in real life.
Was there a defender in your way? Did you have to run around to anybody, shoot over anybody, or anything like that?
Yeah, I saw, I think Mike Miller, he came in, and then there was another guy, but I was kind of just trying to advance the ball and trying to get the best shot as I possibly could.
When you have a night like that on Friday, how much easier is the game on Saturday?
I don't know. It was just the feeling we had, just how the team felt and stuff, how good we felt about ourselves, just like, kind of like our swag, kind of, we felt real confident and stuff. Like, I feel like nothing's going to stop us right now but ourselves, so we just got to keep playing hard.
Jermaine, this is your first year here. James, your second. You know that sweeps on the road in this league are pretty tough, aren't they?
Very tough, especially when you have two teams contending for a top seed in the conference and battling for that number one spot. And we're able to do that on the road, which is really hard. And, you know, we got two home games this weekend. Hopefully we close out.
When you walked on campus a year ago, did you think you'd be playing for a conference title the next year and this fast?
That was in the works. I was hoping we could. I sure didn't think about that after last season, because last year was a rough season for us. But as we returned and regrouped and worked harder during the offseason, I thought we could actually contend. And right now we're doing well, so hopefully we continue that.
Jermaine, this is as good as it gets. You walk on campus and you're on a winning team, right?
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. I mean, playing with a player that gets to 1,000 points and stuff, I'm trying to get to 200 points. It's awesome, though. It's just a great feeling. You got good guys, Bryce Tesdall with the assist, and just everybody from Reed Snickles, our manager, to Coach Bowen, Coach Kev, Coach Monty, just everybody. It's just a good program. I'm glad I came here.
Upper Iowa, Winona this weekend. You guys have had a little success against these two teams. In your mind, Jermaine, what's it take to get two wins?
Just to go out and play hard and just execute, just do our job, try not to do too much, and just go out there and have fun.
James, you're back at home, final time in the regular season. You'll be at home in the first round of the playoffs, but what's this crowd been like to play in front of?
It's been great the past few weeks, or the past few home games. It's been loud and really exciting, like a college atmosphere should be. Hopefully this weekend it'll be much louder and much better, and a lot more fans come support us.
James, again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Jermaine, congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.